Weyburn, I recently watched a docuseries called Never Seen Again. Each episode profiled a person who has gone missing and has not been found to this day. The episode focusing on Tamara Kepnes had me in tears. At the time of her disappearance, my own children were very young and as a mother, it hit me very hard. She was 5 years old, the same age as my oldest, when she disappeared in 2004. Interviews with her mother and siblings showed an empty, aching feeling that has been with them for the past 19 years, and will continue to be with them as long as they live. Another episode that had me in tears was the disappearance of Ryan Stuka, a 20-year-old young man who vanished in February of 2018. The Beaumont, Alta, native was working at a ski village and went missing while making his way home after a gathering of friends. I've followed the Facebook page Ryan's parents set up when he first went missing, and read many posts from his mother, Heather, both of hope and of anguish. Her recent book, Missing From Me, A Christmas Gift I Received, sits on my nightstand waiting to be read when I'm ready. Once again, this story hit me hard as a mother. I can't imagine having one of my children disappear without a trace. 16 months ago, our own community was shaken by the disappearance of a very good family friend of almost 50 years. Frances Gazzelli, a mother, grandmother, and friend to many, is still missing. Each time I travel the highways and grid roads, my eyes scan the ditches and fields, looking for a sign of her blue coat, one that I saw her wear often. With spring here, and the weather getting warm, I encourage everyone to keep your eyes open for any sign, anything at all that will help bring closure for Fran's family.